be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There are two texts for this evening's Ash Wednesday service. One is from 2 Timothy 4 and the other is from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and following. And I'll read those scriptures to you in just a moment. First of all, I want to say it is a joy for me to be able to be here today on Ash Wednesday and to be able to bring you God's Word based upon these texts. This message I'm sharing with you has an Olympic theme. It's one of six sermons that you may hear during this Lenten season. This was a sermon that I wrote for this sermon series that is being preached in many churches all across Lutheran Church Canada. And the title of this message tonight is The Podium Moment. First, the reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, and these are the words of St. Paul. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for His appearing. This is the word of the Lord. And then the second reading is from Revelation chapter 7, beginning at verse 9. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell down on their faces before the throne and they worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." This too is our text. In the name of Jesus Christ, our crucified Savior, dear fellow worshipers of Him, doing a Bradbury. That's what I'm told that some Australians call an accidental win or an unexpected or unusual success. But what is the origin of this phrase, doing a Bradbury? In answer to this question, we have to go back to the Salt Lake City 2002 Winter Olympic Games. An Australian short track speed skater named Stephen Bradbury was the first person from any Southern Hemisphere country to win a Winter Olympics gold medal. As remarkable as the feat is, how Bradbury won a gold medal in the short track speed skating 1,000 meter race was even more remarkable. You see, Bradbury advanced in a qualifying heat of the 1,000 meter race only by virtue of another competitor being disqualified. In the semifinal, he was dead last, only to see three of the racers in front of him fall, collapse, and he went on to finish second. In the final, he again was lagging well behind the leaders when all four skaters coming around the final corner crashed into each other and fell, collapsing to the ice. Bodies scattered everywhere, and Bradbury skated past them all to the finish line. He won. Of Bradbury's win, USA Today said, and I quote, "The first winter gold medal in the history of Australia fell out of the sky like a bagged goose. He looked like a tortoise behind four hairs." You might say that Bradbury did a Bradbury. He experienced an unexpected success, what I would call a podium moment. The podium moment. Isn't that the goal? Isn't that the goal of our life? Isn't the podium moment what we as Christians are training for? Isn't the hope and the certainty of the podium moment That which enables us to get through the trials and the tribulations of life. The podium moment of which I speak does not take place in the Olympic Victory Square. It has nothing to do with gold, silver, or bronze medallions. No, the podium moment of which I speak is of what St. Paul speaks of in our text for this evening when he says, "Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord will award me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for His appearing." To all who have longed for His appearing. That's you. That's me. That's all who believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior and who anticipate that podium moment when Jesus Christ will place upon our head the crown of everlasting life. But in order for us to experience the podium moment, we're going to need to do a Bradbury. We're going to need an unusual or unexpected success. Now, none of the experts had picked Bradbury to win gold. And for good reason. I mean, he was up against some of the best speed skaters in the world. He was against the world champion, Canadian Mark Yangnon. He was going against defending champion Kim Dong-sung of South Korea. He was going against many other skaters who had beat him in the past. In addition, Bradbury was really a mediocre skater by the standards of the best in the world. In 1992 in Albertville, France, he was a reserve on the team. He didn't even get to skate. In 1994 in Lillehammer, he finished 24th out of 31 skaters. In the 1998 Nagano Olympics, he finished 19th and 21st out of 31 skaters in his various competitions. And so, yes, he was pretty average. In addition to being an average skater, Bradbury had experienced near-ending career events in his life, even life-threatening accidents. In the 1995 World Cup, a skater's blade sliced his right thigh. He lost 4 liters of blood. He had to have 111 stitches and 18 months of rehab before he was able to get back out on the ice and skate again. In the year 2000, he broke his neck in a training accident and spent 1.5 years in a halo brace. He needed 4 pins to be inserted into his skull and screws and plates bolted into his back and chest. Doctors told him that he would never be able to get on the ice again. So no one, probably not even Bradbury himself, expected him to win gold and experience a podium moment. The Salt Lake City Olympic Games were to be his swan song. St. Paul wasn't someone you would expect to experience the podium moment, that of receiving the crown of righteousness. Now, why would I say such a thing about St. Paul? Well, for one thing, St. Paul was up against formidable competition. Paul had powerful enemies outside the church, the Roman Empire, for one thing, trying to undermine the work that he was doing as he preached the gospel. He had opponents even within the church who were going into churches after he had been there, undermining his leadership and his message. And his most powerful opponents were the rulers and the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And all of Paul's enemies tried to derail his goal of finishing the race. But secondly, Paul's own track record of living life as a Christian was pretty mediocre. It wasn't all that good. He said of himself, "For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. No, the evil I do not want to do, this is what I keep on doing. What a wretched man I am." It's no wonder that St. Paul referred to himself as the worst of all sinners. And not only was he the worst of all sinners, But Paul's life was filled with near career-ending, life-threatening events. He struggled with an ongoing personal battle, which he referred to as his own personal thorn in the flesh. More than once, his career as a missionary was in jeopardy and his life was in peril as he was stoned and he was shipwrecked. And even as he wrote these words, St. Paul was in a Roman prison, awaiting the day of his execution. Is it any wonder that Paul states, "For I am being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure." Really, all that remained for St. Paul as he penned these words was his swan song. Now, as you look at your life, is there really any reasonable expectation that you should experience the podium moment? That you should receive the crown of righteousness? Are not your foes formidable? Can you triumph over the rulers, over the authorities, over the powers of this dark world, over the spiritual forces in the heavenly realms? Can you do this by your own power? Can you overcome death? Do you not find yourself tormented and wearied by your ongoing battle with your own personal thorn in the flesh? Do you not find yourself saying, "Paul, move over. I'm a terrible sinner too, for the evil I do not want to do." That's what I find myself continually doing. Do you not find the trials and tribulations of life, the perils and the daily grind of life, weakening you spiritually to the point that you're often tempted to say, "Is it really all worth it?" And then throwing in the towel. Despite the overwhelming obstacles and near career-ending events that Bradbury experienced, in 2002, Bradbury found himself in Salt Lake City and he was representing Australia in the 1,000-meter short track speed skating gold medal race. As I said before, he had no business being there. By all accounts, he had no chance of winning. And yet within a minute and a half of unprecedented fortune or misfortune for those who were his competitors, Bradbury experienced a podium moment. He crossed the finish line in complete disbelief. He couldn't believe his fortunate success. He had done a Bradbury. He had experienced unusual success. He had persevered. He had overcome. You know, following the race, the media types were saying that he didn't really deserve the gold. There were even some athletes who were saying that he didn't deserve the gold. To which Bradbury said, and I quote, "Obviously, I wasn't the fastest skater. I don't think I'll take the medal as the minute and a half of the race I actually won. I'll take it as the last decade of the hard slog I put in." St. Paul also persevered. St. Paul overcame. In verse 7, Paul says, "I have fought the good fight to the end. I have run the race to the finish. I have kept the faith." Paul was battle-wearied. Paul was battle-scarred. And yet Paul could say, "Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day." If interviewed today, St. Paul might say something like, "Obviously, I wasn't the perfect saint. Not even close. I certainly don't deserve the crown of righteousness for the way that I lived my life. But I will certainly gladly receive the crown for the hard slog that I put in." Now please hear this. Paul is not saying in this text that he has earned the crown by his works or even for his dedicated service as a Christian missionary. Paul recognizes that the crown of righteousness is a God-given gift to him. The receiving of the crown of righteousness is a Bradbury, an unexpected, an unusual, an undeserved success. And St. Paul gives all the glory and honor to Jesus Christ. He acknowledges that it's Christ's rightful place on that podium. It is Jesus who's on that podium because it is Jesus who makes it possible for Paul and for all of us to experience a podium moment. Elsewhere, St. Paul writes, here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm the worst. Elsewhere, St. Paul asks, who will rescue me from the body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And to the Christians of his day and to us, he says, for God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation, to receive the golden crown of righteousness through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died for us, Paul writes, so that whether we're awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Jesus Christ died for our sins. He died for Paul's sin. He died for your sin. He died for my sin. He died for the sins of every person in this world so that our sin would no longer disqualify us from participating in that podium moment. Jesus Christ rose from the dead, assuring us that after we have passed through the great tribulation of death, that we will experience a podium moment like the world has never seen. Jesus Christ has continually refreshed us and strengthened us along the way of our life through the refreshing waters of baptism and through the fortifying meal of His body and blood. He strengthened us in our faith through our fellow Christian teammates who have encouraged us to continue on. God's promise is true. Everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world, asks St. John? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. What a glorious podium moment it was for Bradbury. He stepped up onto that pedestal and he assumed his spot. He bowed as the official placed the gold medal around his neck. He looked up and he saw the Australian flag rising and he heard the Australian national anthem being played. The crowds cheered and Bradbury drank in the experience, the moment, the thrill of victory. It was a podium moment that he will never forget. What a glorious podium moment awaits all of us who believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior and who long for His reappearing. Men, women, and children representing every nation, tribe, people, and language will gather around the podium. These are the people who will receive the crown of everlasting life. These unnamed people in Revelation 7 are you and me. And all believers. But note who's on the podium. It isn't us. It's the Lamb. It's the one who was slain for the sins of the world. It's the one who overcame death with His own resurrection from the dead. It's Jesus Christ. And the voices of the victorious, our voices, will resound with people from every nation, tribe, and language. And together our voices will blend together and we will, with all the saints and all the angels of heaven, proclaim salvation, victory, belongs to our God and to the Lamb. Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. That's going to be our podium moment. Our participation in that podium moment is an unexpected or unusual success. It's doing a Bradbury. Or is it? Bradbury's podium moment might have been one of those once-in-a-million occurrences. But is not our participation in the podium moment something that God has planned for each and every one of us before the creation of the world? Is not our podium moment something Christ worked for from the moment that He became incarnate in the womb of His mother? Is not our podium moment the very thing that Jesus lived and died and rose again from the dead for? Is it not so that we could experience the podium moment that the Holy Spirit came to us in His Word and created faith in our hearts and has continued to sustain us in that faith so that today we believe that Jesus is our personal Lord and Savior? It most certainly is. And therefore, tonight we can say with absolute confidence, with absolute certainty, even as St. Paul did, we can say the words of St. Paul when he wrote, "The Lord stood at my side and gave me strength. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to His heavenly kingdom. He will bring me to my podium moment, to Him, to Jesus. Be glory forever and ever. Amen." And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.